Why are we so afraid of being alienated from those around us? To be different from the rest of the world? We were never meant to fit in. We were always made to be separate from the world. Our story starts on this one fact alone, that we are God's people, and by being His people, we will never look like or act like the world around us. It was never our destiny to fit in, but to stand out. See, God created our destiny when He made a promise to a simple man named Abraham. This man was nothing special. He was just like every man in the world around him, yet God drew him out and chose to separate him from everyone else. See, in Genesis 17, the Lord God Almighty came and spoke with Abraham and made a covenant with this man. In this covenant, God promised that he will have so many descendants that the nations will form from his line, that they will be blessed through him, and that God will remain his God in the descendants, that the descendants will know him as God. He would be the father of these nations, and through Abraham's line, kings would arise. And little did Abraham know that the greatest king of all was to come from this line. Jesus Christ, our Savior, our promised king, came as a result of God's faithfulness to this covenant he made with Abraham. And all Abraham was required to do was keep him, his household, and anyone who came after him separate from the world around them. And to do this, God told him that they must circumcise the foreskin of all the males in their family, including the slaves. And you may be thinking, well, that was only required in the Old Testament. But do we understand that in the time of Abraham, circumcision would have made very little to no point at all? It would be very painful, and there would seem to be no benefit. But God called this people out to be separate and different, so that all would know that Abraham's family was the people of God. That is the point of this circumcision, is that people will know who God has chosen. But the covenant between God and Abraham doesn't apply to us. It's wrong. Everything that we've gone through, everything that God's people have gone through, comes back to this one moment, where God demands his people to be separate from the world, so that people can see how God works and so that he gets the glory. And though we are part of this new covenant of grace, that through the sacrifice Jesus paid for all of us, he still requires today to remain separate from the world so that God can receive the glory. And how can you do this? How can we do this? It's the same thing as circumcision. And though Abraham's circumcision was physical, we are called now to have a circumcision of the heart. Paul talks about this in Romans 2:28 through 29. Please read it. It's important. Let your hearts be softened to the Holy Spirit and His work so that you remain pliable to what God is doing. This is our destiny. This is the sign that we are a part of God's covenant with His people, that we remain separated for His glory. Just as Abraham kept himself separated by physical circumcision, let us circumcise our hearts spiritually. And let God receive the glory.